eat, and we'd, when we salted them down, on the floor, and let them stay, let the hams stay 6 weeks, and the shoulders 4 weeks, and the middlings 3 weeks, and we'd take them up, and then we'd smoke them, and then we'd burn hickory ashes, and sift them, and put them all on top of that fat meat side, not on the skin side, mm-hmm. and wrap them up in paper, and hang them up, and put them in a smokehouse. I have eight in smokehouse now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you told me that. Now I want to talk with you about hogs. Did you ever, when you cut up the hogs, you talked about the meat between the shoulders and the ham, you call that the...
Middling.
Yeah, that's right.
They call it bacon, but I call it side belly.
did you ever maybe cut up some and put it in your greens or...
Well, I don't cook beans with anything else.
I see.
That, and I cook ham bone, hock bones with peas. That's the best.
Yeah, they are good.
Mm-hmm. But the middling is the best with the beans.
Put some middling in your beans?
Yeah. And then peel a big onion, put it right in the middle of it, boil that in there with it. Mm. That makes them better.
Yeah. Now, would you ever buy any meat that was sliced thin, you know, to eat with your eggs? What'd you call
bacon?
That?
Bacon. No, there's lots of times, if I could get a middling right clean for salt, you know, they don't like to slice it for you because it has salt on, that dulls the knife, but I carried to some of my friends I would know, they would slice my middling for me.
I see. What'd you call the outside part of it, you know, the outside part of the bacon, maybe that you might...
The skin?
Cut, I see. You cut that off.
Some call it rind. No. They slice all that together, it's better. If you slice it thin. Most of it's cut off, though. But I did get cut off of mine. And I always save the little entrails and stuff my sausage.
I see. What'd you call that?
Well, that's stuffed sausage. You stuff them.
Entrails?
Stuff the entrails. The little entrails. I'd wash them and clean them myself, and stuff it. I did all the stuffing. I saw he showed you the stuffer.
Yes, ma'am. You showed.
And sometimes it'd be 4 or 5 feet long, and you could link them. And we hung them up. We'd hang them up in the smokehouse and then smoke them. I've had 85 links hanging up one time. Mm. And they last till, it may anyway. But when they get dried good, you could wrap them and put them in the deep freeze.
Yeah.
But I don't like hog in deep freeze. I never put any in there except backbone spare rib, and that don't stay long. They don't taste good to me. But everybody's his own notion. And I always let my hams get 2 years old before I killed them, before I ate them.
Yeah. What would you stuff in the sausage?
Just make the sausage, honey. You take all the trimmings off of the backbones and all the lean. Well, I mix two parts lean and one part fat. And I raise my own sage. I raise all my herbs, sage and garlic and dill and mace and I have 8 or 9 different kind of herbs. But I put sage and salt and sugar, a little spice in my sausage. And I cut my sausage up and lay it down, and pepper. I raise my pepper.
That's quite a recipe.
And put a layer of salt, layer of sugar, and layer of pepper, and layer of sage, and layer of spice. And then stir that, mix that up like you would concrete. And then put another layer. And then mix that up. Sometimes I've had lots of times 100 pounds of sausage at a time in a tub, and then I go have it ground. Then I bring it back and stuff it. Put that meal and stuff it in that little entrail. I had a stuffer on there. And fill the thing full and turn a crank, and I'd hold that and it just get on out.